was it, everybody was feeling really good. Everybody came back from the break and just seemed kind of reinvigorated and refreshed and having fun and joking around and really loose. And I think that that has since translated to the ice. You know, you got your time to be away, think about things those last couple of days of the break. You know, after they had their fun and games and rest and relaxation the last couple of days, everybody was kind of getting back on the ice and getting a feel for things. And everybody just felt really good. And they still feel really good. And I know they want to keep that going.
What, well, first of all, before we get to the games, what was your journey back to Carolina like?
It was really cool. It was Raleigh, of course, is a couple hours outside of Charlotte where I had lived and worked for the last couple years. But I met up with a couple of my other reporter friends that also live and work in Raleigh. And it was especially the Hurricanes mascot's name is Stormy.
Yes.
So I was a little bit bummed I didn't get a face-to-face with Stormy. That building's not big enough for the two of us, but it was a lot of fun being back there.
Which is the more prominent Stormy? Is it the Carolina mascot, or is it the Kardashian kid?
Oh my gosh, the Kardashian kid!
Okay.
It's 100%. It's so crazy. Like, I had somebody ask me if I was named after her. I said, "What? How do you think that works?"
Your parents were looking into the future, obviously.
Oh, my goodness. Brutal.
So the Golden Knights did play two games, played very well in their first two games out of the break. What was your analysis of kind of what they were doing right and how they were playing better?
Yeah, a lot of good things. I think just the first thing that came right off the bat in that Carolina game was the fast start that they had, and that was something that had been a concern for a while. They'd had stretch of bad first periods, and it's nice to see that kind of trending back up, getting those fast starts and overall cleaner, quicker zone exits, supporting each other, communicating. They've been doing a lot of work on activating defensemen into the rush. The penalty kill has gotten better. It went from being really, really good at the start of the year to really, really bad there recently, and now it's back to being really good. They've killed off 15 of their last 17 penalties since DeBoer's been around, and it's just a lot of things have been going well for them right now. Tampa Bay, obviously, is going to be a really good test tomorrow, and their schedule doesn't exactly get easy here down the stretch, but they're doing a lot of things right, and it was even today when we had a chance to catch up with Pete DeBoer. He was talking about that Nashville game and just said, from a 60-minute effort standpoint, that game was their biggest commitment to executing the things that they want to do. And at Carolina, he had said that he felt that that game was the best one that they had played under him. So kind of nice to see a little bit of a steady progression so far. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep that consistency up here moving forward.
Is it starting to feel normal that it's Pete DeBoer? Because I will say, when I'm talking about the team and I'm saying, like, oh, a lineup change of some sort, like, it's in my mind to say, Gallant, I have to keep changing my mind. Like, no, it's DeBoer now. Is it normal for you yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet fully. I've similarly had a couple, like, slips. I'm glad that none of them have happened on TV. but, so, yeah, in conversation just with some of our other broadcasters, I've been like, oh, geez. Nope, we gotta stick to DeBoer. This is different, and especially when things are different that make you reference the past regime. When you had, today at practice, they were practicing 3-on-3, which I had never seen them do under Coach Gallant before. And some of the differences, you know, there's still new things that we're learning from him from a media standpoint every single day. So yeah, it is a little bit weird still, and I think it probably will be for a little while. But it's also getting more comfortable every day.